To all who received him, that's Jesus. To those who believed in his name, that's Jesus. He gave the right to become children of God, born not of natural descent nor human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. On this holy night, when we gather to prepare to celebrate once again the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago now, we know that he became flesh, he became a human being. The way John tells his story is different from the other gospel writers. They talk about the story of the nativity, and we've all seen a few nativities leading up to Christmas already. Things that, and it's always good to watch children when they take part in nativities. I remember when we were down in Cadgwith, and I was the rector down there, and the nativity was going very well. We were actually in Cadgwith. I don't know if you've ever been to Cadgwith. It's a fantastic place, and they've got a little tin hut church as you walk from the car park down to the seaside. And it's a little fisherman's chapel, really. And as we gathered there, and the children were acting things out, and Mary and Joseph were sat on a couple of bales of hay, and it all looked very authentic and very lovely, and the baby had been born. But unfortunately, as we began to sing Away in a Manger, I heard a scuffling in the background, and Mary and Joseph was having a real old punch-up. Children like to bring things right to where they are, don't they? Well, it didn't happen quite like that, I'm sure, on that first day all those years ago. But John, he tells it in a different way. He talks about the Word of God, that is, becoming flesh, becoming a human being. There's something very profound about that. That all God's hopes and desires for the world which he had created, which were written down and spoke of all in what we call the Old Testament, the old part of this book, all the promises of God that became yes in the birth of a baby in Bethlehem, actually he became flesh. All those thoughts and concerns that God had for his world took flesh, became flesh. And became flesh for a very important reason, so that we could pray to a God who knows all about the kind of life that we live. Jesus became flesh, just like we are flesh. God became flesh in Jesus Christ. And therefore, when we pray to him, we know that actually God hears our prayers, because Jesus took something of our flesh back with him into eternity when eventually he died and was raised to life. And the important part of this account that John gives us is that to all who received Jesus, that's from the day he was born thereafter, everyone who received Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. So we are children of God. I mean, I think that's an amazing thought, isn't it? That we are children of God. And they, of course, children of God exist throughout the world, billions and billions, throughout time, as well as at this time also. But not born of natural or human descent, but born of God. That's how it happens. And so as we gaze on the crib, and Jesus is present already, we haven't got to midnight, but he's arrived, he's in the crib. As we gaze upon the crib, we're just aware of this truth, that Jesus, the Word of God, became flesh in an actual place, in an actual time, 2,000 years ago, and people came and gazed and wondered at the presence of God in this tiny baby. What we have to do to become born of God and become children of God is to make our hearts a kind of a Bethlehem, a place for the presence of God to dwell. We need to open our hearts and minds to him. And in a sense, this evening is one of those many opportunities. So all the way leading up to Christmas, you had the opportunities to go to carol services and watch nativity plays. And tonight is an opportunity to open our hearts and minds to something of the presence of God. That's what this is all about. It's not just a myth, but it's a story, the story of God. And the important thing about the story of God is that the story of God is supposed to take place also in our hearts and in our minds. We're supposed to embrace it and let it become a part of who we are. And as we look out, you know, throughout the world, there's a lot of goodness around. Amazing things that the people are doing in our world. But there's a lot of darkness too. We've seen lots of that this year. It's not been a great year. And we reflect upon that. And we ask for God's grace and strength to get through the things that some people in our world are having to embrace all the time. Not least the terrorism and all those things. Syria, Aleppo, the Yemen. And the list goes on and on. And John, as he writes this, he says, you know, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And it's as if, you know, people who allow themselves to become so dark that actually they can't see the light. And that's sometimes what can happen. But there's hope in this passage. There's hope in this story, which this crib testifies to. And we need to turn our hearts and minds to the hope of the Christian story. That God chose to become flesh. And he chose the most vulnerable way to do it. He didn't come as a king. He came as an infant, born in a stable in Bethlehem. Bethlehem literally means the house of bread. The place where bread, the bread of God, may reside. In a moment, we're going to have communion together. And all are welcome at the Lord's table to receive the bread and wine. Because it goes on to tell of the story, not just of his birth, but of his life, his death, and his resurrection. And as we feed on the living bread, because Jesus is alive now, by his Spirit in our lives, as we feed on the living bread, so we find grace and strength to live this life for him and through him and in him and indeed by him. So this evening is an opportunity for all of those things, but particularly, most particularly, to reflect upon the truth that we have become and can become children of God. And we do that by opening our hearts and minds to his presence in this place, in this world, but most vitally within us, within our lives. And we need to pray that into being for ourselves, but also for the world in which we live as we show concern for all that goes on and the things that I mentioned just before. That others who perhaps are in a place of darkness will see the light of God and allow him to have his way in their lives also and to make a difference. And then he does something very important. He challenges us to be a light too. Because as we allow him to take up his place within our lives, he calls us to be a light in the world. And that's a real challenge in the time in which we live. But it's always been true. We need more of God, and we need him to help us to do this for his sake. John says, the Word became flesh. All the wonderful promises of God became flesh and became yes in Jesus Christ. And he made his dwelling among us. And that's amazing news. And he's still here today. Right here. He's not out there somewhere. He's right in here. And that's where he makes his dwelling. John also said, they have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only. The Father who is full of grace and full of truth. Let us pray.